This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after the deadly storming of the Capitol last week by Trump supporters. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in January 20th. President-elect Biden will be inaugurated next week, and the theme will reflect something that's long been a central focus for him, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It'll be America United, with the Presidential Inaugural Committee telling the AP that'll reflect the beginning of a new national journey that brings together the country and restores its soul. Biden has long preached those as reasons he ran for the White House, and they've now taken on added weight after President Trump sparked last week's Capitol insurrection. In one of his first acts as president of a sharply divided nation, the committee says Biden will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns and will be joined by former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama in a show of bipartisanship. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will tap a former career diplomat, William Burns, to lead the CIA, his transition team said Monday. This as the Democrat races to put a national security team in place before inauguration. Over a 33-year career as a U.S. diplomat and eventually Deputy Secretary of State, the Russian, Arabic, and French speaker honed specialties in Russia and the Middle East. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, in another step towards greater equality for women in the Roman Catholic Church, changed its law Monday to allow them to do more things during Mass, as AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
Pope Francis has essentially formalized and institutionalized what is common practice in many of parts of the world. He says that women now can be installed as lectors to read the gospel during the Mass, or serve on the altar as Eucharistic ministers. Previously, such roles were officially reserved for men, even though exceptions were made.
That was AP's Nicole Winfield. Dozens of students staged a sit-in protest outside their school in central Rome Monday, urging the government to reopen the education sector across the country after most of its 20 regions extended closures to contain rising COVID-19 infections. Last week, the government said high schools could restart at 50% capacity as of January 11th, but only four regions have reopened. Most regional heads said it was too early and ordered the return to classes be postponed by several weeks. Italian schools reopened in mid-September after a six-month stop, the longest in Europe, but face-to-face lessons in high schools across the country were gradually suspended again a month later due to a new surge in cases. Seven mass coronavirus vaccination sites opened across England Monday as the government raced to dose millions of people while a new strain of the disease runs rampant across the country. Sites include football stadiums and a horse racing course and are located in cities including Bristol, London, Newcastle, and Manchester. They are to vaccinate thousands per week, with several more sites expected to follow, according to the National Health Service in England. Hospitals and pharmacies are set to begin offering the vaccine later this week, and the government hopes to have doses available for 12 million of England's 56 million population by mid-February. 10 World Health Organization scientists will visit China starting Thursday to examine the origins of COVID-19, according to a statement from China's National Health Commission. The investigation comes more than a year after the pandemic began and amid accusations Beijing delayed the investigation. A last-minute delay to the mission earlier this month earned China a rare rebuke from the head of the WHO. Northern Ireland's supply chain is, quote, within days of falling apart, end quote, as new post-Brexit checks stem the flow of freight into the UK province, haulers warned Monday. Supermarkets are, quote, experiencing considerable difficulties stocking shelves since the Brexit transition period ended. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.